Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast episode. This week, I will be introducing myself and telling you a little bit about me, about my biggest reason why for bringing you this podcast on yoga, ritual, and energetics. And then I would love to talk about my intention for this podcast and my intention for sharing these teachings with you. So my name is Christy May Holt, and I am originally from a small town in Alberta, Canada. And first and foremost, I am a woman of the wild. And so even from a very young age, I always had this sensitivity towards the earth and this sensitivity towards our collective humanity. I would often go out into the woods and out into the parks, and wherever I was, I would often find feathers and rocks and crystals and elements of nature that I would then bring home with me. And being my intuitive little wildling self, I would use them in a very ritualistic way. At one point in my childhood, I wanted to be a massage therapist. And I remember this one story that my family tells me of inviting my massage therapist over to our house. And I had saved up my money and bought a massage table. And she saw me years later, probably 4 years ago now. And she told me that that was a 2 hour long session she had with me. I think I was about 8 or 9. And I placed these rocks and crystals and feathers all over her body. And so I've always had this kind of intuitive knowing. I've been brought up in many different traditions. And so my mother loved to bring us to Indigenous traditions and Indigenous culture practices and celebrations, and we would go to powwows, and we had a few friends who were Indigenous, and they really taught me a lot about the earth and plant medicine. And I didn't know it at that age, but I was learning the power of ritual and the power of our connection to Mother Earth and our connection to reciprocity. And so that was one tradition I grew up with, as well as Catholicism. My grandmother lived with us, as well as my auntie. So it was my mother, my aunt, and my grandmother who raised us three girls. I have two sisters. And our grandma and our whole family was raised in the Catholic tradition. And so we would go to Catholic church every Sunday. And the Bible and God were very central to our upbringing. And we would say grace, still do, before every meal. And that's also a very cherished part of my upbringing, the very groundedness within the church and groundedness through love. And when I was baptized, the priest told me that I would always seek my own answers to my questions. And I think that was a really interesting message for me in growing up. Me and my sisters, we were altar servers, so we were very much involved in the church. And I loved this Catholic tradition, and yet I had a yearning to understand other traditions as well, and I wasn't constrained to just one belief system. So my father left the country, he left Canada when I was 5 years old, and he moved to Taiwan. And he went there to study his PhD, but he also went because he had a deep reverence for Buddhism. And so he became Buddhist, and he would often send us postcards of the Buddha, and he would go to meditation retreats and all of these different things. In fact, when we were small, not only my father, but also my mother would bring us to these meditation retreats. And I remember I was quite little, so I would sit in the back. But my sisters would actually participate in these meditation retreats. And so mindfulness has always been a part of our lives. And so, yeah, that's the Buddhist influence. And then in high school and in my kind of adolescence, I had a lot of friends who were interested in Christianity, interested and also brought up in Christianity. And I also loved the devotional practice of singing and praising God. And so I would often go on Sundays to that church, and I found that to be a beautiful tradition as well. And so when I experienced anxiety, then that's when I plunged myself into yoga. It was actually through my MD, my doctor. He was a wonderful family friend, and when I went to him, when I first developed my anxiety disorder, I didn't want to go on pharmaceuticals. He recommended a more physical embodiment practice. And so we had this thing in our province where you would get a prescription to get active, is what they called it. And there was a yoga studio on there. And so that was my first kind of gateway in. And it's funny now, but at that point in time, I thought that yoga was reserved for a specific kind of person, whether it was someone who had more money or someone who was a little bit more, I don't know if privileged is the right word, but I had quite the connotation from my society. And so I found one of my friends to go with, and ever since that first yoga practice, it's been in my life. And so finding yoga was like exploring a whole new tradition, and not a religion in that way, but a way of living that is also rooted in love and rooted in this idea of union, of wholeness, of oneness. And so I really, it catapulted me into a deeply healing journey. And then the day after I turned 18, I was committed to going traveling. And so I left traveling, and I found myself in Nepal after about 4 months of traveling. And I volunteered in a children's home. And they were a Hindu children's home. And this Hindu culture was just beautiful to me as well. And so I really feel like I have a deep appreciation for different cultures and different ways of seeing God and of seeing spirituality. And so that's a little bit, yeah, we would, every night at that children's home, we would, after dinner, chant. And so we would chant these beautiful, beautiful mantras, invoking Shiva and Brahma and Vishnu. And so that kind of wholehearted rounding out of seeing different cultures and appreciating them for how they were has been a huge learning in my spiritual life. So my mom and my aunt were also child educators. So they were early learning child care, what I would call experts. And they started a day home in our basement when I was quite young. And they took a lot of trainings off of Rudolf Steiner's philosophy of Waldorf. And so we had a very holistic and earth-inspired and compassion-inspired environment. And we would come back from school every day and have this very natural and soft place to land. So I think that spark of Waldorf within us, and they later opened what I would call a Waldorf-inspired school with all wooden toys and singing and just a really wholesome experience for these kiddos. So I got to experience that and see that. And in fact, one of my first jobs was cleaning at that school. And so I was always immersed in this idea of Waldorf as well. And then when I went traveling, I actually took on this role of caregiver as well, and I nannied in Greece as well as Australia. And so this caregiving and this interaction with children is also at the forefront of my mind when I think of all things spirituality and healing and growth. And so I think they've really helped me in being able to see the link in our childhood development and then our later spiritual, mental, physical, and psychological health. So, yeah, there's deep reverence for that tradition, or I don't know if we can call it a tradition, but that way of seeing the world as well through the lens of children that also influences my work. In saying that, I also have this deep, deep reverence for the earth and for our wilderness. And so that's why I would call myself a woman of the wild. And in having this kind of holistic approach to spirituality, I really feel like I can drop into a deeper expression of love by understanding it as our shared system, our shared spirituality, our shared belief system. And so I remember specifically, I was at that Christian church I spoke about earlier, and I told someone that I practiced yoga quite a lot. And they said, "Oh, that's against our religion," or that's not a part of the church. That is not what we practice, kind of thing. Almost as if it was in contraindication to, oh, there's such a beautiful bird here right now. In contraindication to Christianity. And it was so interesting because what I have found was quite the opposite, how there's such a beautiful blend between all of these different cultures and traditions, and their one common landing place is this commitment to love. So that's a little bit about my kind of approach to these teachings. And I'm really committed to bringing new conversations about the way I see ritual and the way I associate the importance of ritual in my day-to-day life. I'm looking forward to bringing to you all of the different teachings of yoga that I've learned over the past 5 years. I've taken a yoga teacher training with Megan Curry, and then another one with Carlos Romero and Ellie Freestone. And so those are my wonderful teachers, as well as Sharada. Sharada is my beautiful Vedika teacher, Veda teacher. And there's countless other teachers that I've met along my journey. But I would say those are my main teachers. And then, so those have really informed a lot of my yogic knowledge. And a lot of my yogic knowledge has been embodied. And so I really believe in bringing you embodied truths in how that feels for me. I also have experienced mental illness. And so I've used yoga as a really potent healing modality. And so I really want to bring that to those of you who suffer with mental illness or who just have an absence of mental health. So that's my intention as well. And then I'm also a Reiki master, and I was taught by the beautiful Bettina Maria. And this energy work has shown to be so healing for me. I've taken my Reiki masters, but I've also taken Rainer massage, and I was a practitioner. I'm not currently practicing, but both of those in combination have given me a real understanding of energetics and a really deeper application of how these energetics get lodged in our bodies, in our chakra system, and then also in our, what Rainer massage calls, bands. And so I'm really interested in the intersection of all of these things, of nature, of yoga, of all the disciplines of yoga, right? Not just asana, but the philosophy and the understanding there, and then energetics and Reiki and massage and how our body holds memories, and bringing all of these together to create a holistic healing, a holistic health pathway for you. And so I have created my own framework, which I will talk about in another episode, but I believe that we have this wilderness within us. And this wilderness within us is this beautiful garden of our psyche, our soul, and our spirit, all blended together. And my devotion to you is to give you tools and tricks and practices so that you feel empowered through this healing journey, through this understanding of self and understanding of God. I hope this is of service to you. I'm really committed to speaking my truth in how I have felt it in my body and how I've experienced it, shift my patterns. And so this is all about unwinding, conditioning, and replanting the seeds that we want to grow, and then working through our energetic blocks, right? Okay, so to finish this episode today, I want to read you a quote by Robin Wall Kimmerer, because it's a really wonderful expression. It's how I would like to express the reason why I share this with you, my biggest reason why, yeah? The moral covenant of reciprocity calls us to honor our responsibilities for all that we have been given, for all that we have taken. It's our turn now, long overdue. Let us hold a giveaway for Mother Earth. Spread our blankets out for her and pile them high with gifts of our own making. Imagine the books, the paintings, the poems, the clever machines, the compassionate acts, the transcendent ideas, and the perfect tools. The fierce defense of all that has been given, gifts of mind, hands, heart, voice, and vision, all offered up on behalf of the earth. Whatever our gift, we are called to give it and to dance for the renewal of the world in return for the privilege of breath. So that quote by Robin Wall Kimmerer from her book, Braiding Sweetgrass, is really, can I call it my mission statement? I really am committed to bringing all of the tools, all of the practices, all of the ideologies and the ideas that have helped me in my journey of healing from my mental illness, but of also deepening my spiritual practice and my spiritual understanding. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to leave you with today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. The wild in me honors the wilderness within you. Namaste.